When people tell me I'm a strong woman, I want to tell them I don't always feel strong. Some days I get so tired of being strong, I want to let my legs collapse under the weight of the world on these shoulders and just cry myself to sleep. Some days I get so tired of being strong, frustration sends me pacing the floor, no solutions, nowhere to go, nothing to do but pace myself crazy. The women in my family have taught me how to be strong, but they have also taught me how to despair. I watched as Grandma stood for hours at a time, staring out beyond a dusty screen door, sighing such a defeated sound as if to say, "This cannot be my life." I remember days the walls closed in so tightly she would pace back and forth, pace back and forth, pace back and forth, teaching the caged bird that having the option to leave doesn't make leaving any easier. Some days, I get so tired of being strong I want to run away. Some days, sadness grips my heart so tightly it hurts to breathe, and it only helps if I grieve in the manner the women of my family have taught me. I want to be alone now for what will follow. Thankfully, the bathroom, my most reliable sanctuary, is indifferent to these episodes. I force the sadness to the surface with sound, squeeze out sounds no self-respecting woman would make in public. I push at the pain, induce a vomit of tears, as if despair was labor and I could birth out of me with every groan, pang, throb, my naked sorrow. I was taught well how to purge my pain in private, pick myself up off the wet tiled floor and mop away all evidence of anguish. And though to many in our society the image of a woman grieving alone, slobbering like a child is unattractive, to me it is an image of true strength. In my family, women have embraced their pain for generations, kicked back straight shots of grief, no chaser to help them pass the bitterness, locked horns in a head-on collision with heartache, and survive. While many men in my family fear it, disguise it, run from it, dance around it, do anything to avoid it, displace pain with rage, punch dents in walls, cars, kids, let pain infect them, holding it in, afraid to feel heartbreak. Being strong doesn't always mean feeling strong. Some days I get so tired of being strong. Some days I get so tired I let go. Some days we must let ourselves fall apart before we can move forward.